Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Okay, so hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social impact in their community. And we have a great guest today, Lindsay, who I've talked to a couple times now, but we're really new to each other. So this is going to be, you know, as authentic as it can get. And I haven't even told Lindsay the question. So we're just going to jump right into it. So Lindsay, why don't you give a little bit of an explanation of who you are, what you do, and why you think you're a social impactor?
Yeah, absolutely. Great questions. Well, so my name is Lindsay Mustaine, and what I do is I help people land their next six-figure dream job opportunity. That's what I'm kind of known for. And I would say that the reason I think that I have social impact is that I, along this journey, I have helped thousands of people land their next career opportunity by helping them figure out what's going wrong in their job search for things that they have nothing that they can impact. It's all stuff that they, the system has kind of been set out against people. And so my goal is to help them navigate this. It's kind of like a maze. And so they get to overstep any kind of pitfalls or areas where it might be kind of treacherous in the job search just by following my free content.
That's amazing. So explain a little bit about the content then. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I would say that I'm a little bit of a beast when it comes to content, and I take a lot of things. So one of the things I got known for was I used to be Amazon's most visible employee, and I got really passionate about just telling people how it was. And that got me a lot of recognition. It also gave me a lot of constraint in the corporate world. And so I was getting talked to all the time about my posts and how, like, I wasn't necessarily supposed to give out the kind of information. So I'm kind of give out the secret stuff behind the scenes, because I think a lot of people think that there's like this magical process with job search. And the truth is, it's just incredibly biased, and you need to play by a certain set of rules in order to get a different result than 98% of the population. So that's what I do. So I ended up, what I do is I talk about a lot of times what's just happening in my life, and it's things that are silly. Like, I talked about a dog I rescued and basically broke my heart, but just about how sometimes I thought we were going to go down one path and adopt this animal, and we didn't. And while that was really heartbreaking for me, the message was that don't get caught up on one outcome, right? So what is it that you can take as kind of a meta message from whatever's happening in your life and translate it into what it is that you do? So that's one way for content. The other part I do is I do a lot of videos, and I take that and I transcribe it, and I turn those into things like quote cards and ebooks, things that people can download, and even webinar content. So I just recycle a lot of things and put it in places, because some people are visual, some people definitely love to, you know, listen to a video. I'm definitely not. I'd rather listen to a podcast or read. I'd rather read, to be honest, of anything. So I try to choose what, you know, resonates with my audience, but I try to also put all those things across every platform. So anybody who is trying to job search, whatever appeals to them, just like, you know, we want to cater to different humans and their abilities to learn in different ways, the same way to the way they absorb content.
I like that. Don't get stuck on a specific outcome. I think that's a really good piece of information there.
I know that was, this is where I'm like, I tell you silly stories. Like, I have a story about like a toll road, and I'm like, this is like an analogy for life. And so silly things like that, where I'm like, there's a message behind just about everything, and it's silly little things, but it's those one little moments that you can just gleam and you're like, I can just take this and move it into something that would impact somebody.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's awesome. So how are you then with your content and everything you're doing, you know, your free content, how are you making a positive impact in your community?
Yeah. So one of the things that's been amazing is that I am one of the strongest networked recruiters that's out there. And in Seattle, that's my market. Although I would say I officially, as of last month, or I should say as of July, cleared having clients on 6 out of 7 continents. So, and I'm pretty sure Antarctica's out. So I'm just going to consider that as like hitting the limit at this point.
Yeah.
So while I say Seattle is, that's where my local area is. But my goal is that my community is, while it's global, what I do is I share these pieces. Like I have a free e-course. In fact, I had somebody today and they literally sent me a message. They said they're an HR professional. It's kind of funny that HR people need just as much help as the average job search because they're the ones who kind of set up the process. So it's ironic in some ways and also really just shows how fundamentally flawed this process is. But he's like, so I wrote a best-selling ebook last year and then I took your course and these two things, I feel totally ready along with my branding challenge to transform my job search. And I was like, that is it. So the stories that I see, I mean, it's thousands now of people who have gotten their job, not just by working with me, but just by following along on my story. And that is what my goal is, actually to give 80% of what I do for free. This is why I give so many things. And if people want closer, they want to walk, you know, really closely with me or have the one-on-one support, then they can work in a different way. But my goal is to continue to just every day. It's not, my goal is not actually about making money. My goal is about impacting people. Mm-hmm. And so that if you do that, the money will come. It's really about the first part is who are you trying to serve? What do you want to give them? What is the big why?
Mm-hmm. I love that. What is the big why? So do you believe social impact is an important part of business then? Do you think that's an integral part of business?
Yeah, I think that if you, it's very hard when you are trying to run a business that depends on other people to come to you if you don't actually want to impact people. Like those things are kind of they're not congruent, right? Like you, if you want to help people, you have to be willing to help people. So, and so that to me is like, you want to be somebody to actually be a part of your community and come and join your company. You also have to be a good community member. I think it's just an admittance to the rules of playing good business. And so that's why, like, there are people who, you know, work with me to do special payment plans or whatever it is that they need to do in order. I try to find the most common middle ground that I possibly can, which is why I give away so many things for free. But yeah, I really do feel like we have a social obligation to try to help those that can't. And the reason I say that is that at one time along the way, I couldn't have been my average client. I was somebody who I was homeless. I slept on someone's couch. I was passing high school just barely because I didn't have a place to live. And I went to school at night for 10 years. I mean, there were all these other things where I couldn't have done that. And so my goal is never for it to be an obstacle. I want to give as much things that I can away for free just because the benefit of what I get, that comes back to me. I really believe in that. Like if whatever you put out there, you get back. I really, like I always say, even on LinkedIn, the way you build a network is that you focus on what you can give and not what you can get.
I like that. And so the last question then, which really leads in well to that, is for anyone watching, what is your advice for these people to begin building that social impact so they can positively impact their communities?
Well, there is something that you have that is unlike anyone else, and that is your voice. And people are going to be, how can I say this? People will only hear a message at a certain point in their life when it comes from the right person. So I may come and say something, but somebody following behind me may say something in a different way that completely resonates with them, even though I might have said it. So this is why we hear something like 7 times before you consider actually retention of a piece of information. And so a lot of times people are afraid to start speaking out about what it is that they want to share, what it is that they want to do. You need to own what you have to say, and you need to realize that as long as it's out there to help benefit somebody, if you're just talking to talk, you have a problem. If you're talking to help somebody, then I want you to encourage you to use that voice. And sometimes that's scary for people to say, you know, you put out your thoughts, but it is one of the greatest ways to build a business, to build a brand, to build a network, to build a community. It's just by sharing your expertise, because you have a message that can impact people profoundly. All of us do. And somebody is needing to hear that from you directly. And so I just encourage people to take that thought that there's only one you, and you are incredibly special and have something so valuable to add, and you need to be able to find that voice.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about your voice, specifically what you say, can impact someone's life, but it can also change it, right? Like it can bring someone from an absolute zero to the motivation they need to get out of that slump, right? And I've worked with a couple of people and I've helped them through that process. And it's so funny that it's that simple statement sometimes too, right?
It can be so simple. I think a lot of times people get confused about how difficult being, having influence or having a business, those things, how difficult it is to do some of these things. And it really is like, pick what's lowest hanging. Like, what would be the most beneficial? What is your best piece of content? Be honest. This, like, I teach my resume writing. People could go through this, in my opinion, and learn how to write resumes, like, do it professionally. And I gave it away for free. Because I thought that if I could empower people to do that, that would then help them change their lives. And that, and to me, is a bigger impact than a dollar amount. And so, and therefore, when they start sharing my message, like, this is what I got from this, then that came back to me in a different way. And so take what it is that you have something that you are likely giving or selling, give it away and just see, like, it will totally transform everything for you.
Awesome. That's amazing. Lindsay, thank you so much for being on the podcast and being a social impactor and really being that, you know, positive impact for your community.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Avery.
Awesome. Thanks.